It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kinn.
And I'm Rob Ferret. If you had to guess where the oldest Chinese restaurant in the U.S. was located, would you guess Janesville?
The Cozy Inn has been a staple on West Milwaukee Street in Janesville for over a century. And after a restaurant in Montana closed last month, the Cozy Inn became the oldest continuously operating Chinese restaurant in the entire country.
Since 1922, the Cozy Inn has been serving classic dishes like chop suey and chow mein. Cozy Inn owner Tom Fong joins us now. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure.
All right. You are part of restaurant history here. The Cozy Inn opened its doors in 1922. How does it feel now to have the title of the oldest continually operating Chinese restaurant in the country?
It's a little surreal. I never really thought about the longevity of the restaurant. But before I say anything, I want to tip my hat off to Pete King, who's, you know, managed to keep that business for 115 years. So I congratulate them. But I never really thought about our longevity.
And your time at the Cozy Inn first started as a kid working alongside your parents. What are some of your earliest memories of the restaurant?
We went through a lot of struggles, a lot of obstacles and challenges, because my mom didn't speak English very well with my stepdad. So it was just basically my brother and I and the business at the time when my mother bought the business. It wasn't very busy at all. I think the previous owners, they just sort of maybe mentally got just tired of the business, and they just sort of let it slide. And we had to try to resurrect the business again. And as a 14 and a 16-year-old, it was a challenge.
What do you think were some of the changes you made at that time, you and your brother and your mom made at that time, that helped revive it and helped it survive? Because restaurants don't always survive.
Correct. You're really right on the money about that. When we first came to Janesville, my mom was sort of a trailblazer in Milwaukee because she was a head chef in many Chinese restaurants, popular Chinese restaurants in Milwaukee. And that was sort of unheard of as a woman, becoming a head chef. And so when she came to Janesville, we brought these different Cantonese dishes because there wasn't much selection in Janesville at all. There was only two other Chinese restaurants, and they were pretty much just chop suey and chow mein. There wasn't much other things. So my mom brought a lot of different dishes, and she introduced it to this community of Janesville back in 1974, 75.
Well, I want to get hungry now. Can you name some of those Cantonese dishes she brought over?
Right. So we try to keep the food quality, you know, the same as what my mother did, because she was such a passionate for cooking. Sort of things like the Cantonese chow mein. In fact, I don't think there's not too many that have them here locally. I think we're the only one that has that dish. And things like sweet and sour pork, the way we prepare our pork is totally different from the other restaurants. We do it the old style, the Hong Kong style, and a lot of the new ones, they just do it totally different.
What's the Hong Kong style?
It's sort of like a dry flour type deep fried, and where the other ones use like a wet flour, like a wet breading, sort of like you find like on fish fries, you know, that you fry fish with. That kind of a batter. Ours is sort of a drier type, totally done differently. So also our egg rolls are different.
How are your egg rolls different?
We home make ours. A lot of them, they pre-buy them from factories, and we do it the old school with our ingredients. So it's a long process. So it's a little different, and people love our egg rolls. They're just different from the other people's egg rolls.
Now, you stepped away from the restaurant for a time. I understand you opened up your own place. What ended up bringing you back?
Well, I got married, and then I had a child, and my mother was running the business with my brother. And then my mom wanted to see the grandchild more often, so she persuaded me to sell that business and come back because she wanted to retire anyways. She was getting up in age a little bit, so she wanted to retire. So then that's when my wife and I and my brother sort of took over for a while.
We're talking about Janesville's Cozy Inn, now the longest-running Chinese restaurant in America. After first opening in 1922, owner Tom Fong is with us. Tom, you mentioned your wife, and I understand she has some of the responsibility for the success, or you share some of that with her.
Let's put it this way. She's the one that really brought the success into the business, because she's such a people person, and the way she interacts with the customers, she has a very, I would say, intimate bond with these customers now. And they're our community support is actually sort of like a heartbeat of the Cozy Inn, you know, because we face many challenges, things like COVID, and when they tore the streets out and there was hard access to our business, and the community rallied around us and they put it on Facebook and other social media. And the next thing we knew, we had this great support of people constantly coming in, supporting us, you know. And my wife, the way she doesn't look customers as patrons. She looks at them sort of like friends. So the way she communicates with them, there's just this special bond. She starts to know them personally, and she knows their family, and she gets to understand, you know, just the people of who they are. It's sort of strange. She knows like how many children they have. They know that she knows their grandchildren. She knows their orders. It's so strange. So yeah, that's my wife. So I believe she's really the heart of the success.
And Tom, you know, public radio, we've been around over 100 years here, and we hear people, you know, started listening with their parents or their grandparents. Is it like that at the Cozy Inn, where you've got, you know, people, maybe they started eating there at age 2 and now they're bringing their kids or their grandkids in?
Yes, I've seen like 5 generations. And after all these, you know, I just speak to a lot of them, and being in the restaurant, it becomes nostalgic to them. They make memories in those booths. They sit and they talk and they laugh. And sometimes it's strange how my wife will, here's an example of how she can get the mood settings up to get their dining experience, like a positive dining experience. There used to be this couple that used to come in, and they would just sit down and they both pick up their phones. And during the meal, they would not talk to each other. They would just stare at their phones. And between the appetizer and the main course, my wife starts talking to them, speaking to them, and having a small conversation. The next thing you know, they drop their phones, and then they're talking with each other with my wife, and they're laughing. And then next thing you know, my wife walks away, and the couple's still talking, and they're having, you know, the experience and a nice dining experience. That's one of the things my wife can do. It's sort of strange, but she does.
That's amazing. One of the things you're known for, as I read about your restaurant, is a big menu with a lot of options in it. Tell us a little bit about the variety you've got on your menu there.
Yeah, so you have to change, because we notice, as you know, from the earlier days, we see the different types of diet, how their tastes. It starts to change. So we know the younger people, they like more spicier and more sweet dishes. And the older generations, they're more into like the plain, just the regular chop suey chow mein dishes. So we always have to adapt, you know, to the changes of the people now, to the public.
I got to ask, Tom, when you're off the clock, but you're at the restaurant and you want something to eat, what are your go-to favorite foods when Tom is the customer instead of the owner?
At the restaurant?
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite. It's just like I said, it's that Cantonese dish. Mm. Usually I have like a roast pork Cantonese. And also, I love curry, so I make a lot of curry dishes.
And now, what are your hopes for the future of Cozy Inn?
we're trying to... We feel loyal to this community, so we don't really want to shut down. And by the time I've been there like 52 years personally, you know, on and off, but mainly I've been there since 1974. And my wife's been there 38, but hopefully we can find like a relative or something and take over once we get too old, when my wife, you know, starts to wants to retire because of, you know, age. But she wants to feel loyal. We're going to try to, you know, have relatives and train them really well to keep the business going.
Well, good luck with those future plans, Tom, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tom Fong owns the Cozy Inn Chinese restaurant in Janesville. We've been talking about the Cozy Inn recently becoming the longest-running, continuously operating Chinese restaurant in the United States. Wisconsin Today producers include Beatrice Lawrence, Lauren Cox, and Royce Padeswa.
Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter.
Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.